Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 13 of Pepperdine People. I'm Molly Drobnik, and I'm joined today by classical guitar virtuoso and distinguished professor of music at Seaver College, Christopher Parkening. Christopher has performed around the world, including such prestigious places as Carnegie Hall and the White House, to name a few. During this episode, we will discuss Pepperdine's second triennial Parkening International Guitar Competition, the world's preeminent classical guitar competition, which takes place May 28th through 30th in Smothers Theater on the Malibu campus. Welcome, Christopher.
Thank you, Molly.
It's so good to have you here.
Thanks.
First, let's talk about the background of the competition. What was the impetus for creating the competition?
Well, Molly, when I came to Pepperdine in 2002, I shared my vision to create a world-class guitar competition with prizes and cash awards equal to those of the great piano and violin competitions. And fortunately, Pepperdine had a competition already going, and we built upon the successes of the Staatsenberg guitar competition previously held here, and with a generous grant from Howard and Roberta Amundsen and Dorothy Staatsenberg and Manny and Juanita De La Rose, we were able to put together the largest cash prize purse of any guitar competition in the world. It's in excess of $65,000. So I know we'll have a lot of nervous guitarists come this May.
Indeed, I would think so. That's great. Well, when you initially thought about establishing the classical guitar competition of the highest caliber, what were some of the key elements that you knew needed to be included in order to reach that mark?
That's a great question, Molly. Years ago, I was always asked what made the great Spanish guitarist Andrés Segovia the greatest guitarist in the world. And I boiled it down to 4 points, basically, which were first, his wonderful musicianship, or another word is feeling or passion, when he played the guitar. He just played with so much passion. And secondly, was his great technique. He just had this fabulous technique, and he played clean and just astonishingly accurate. And thirdly was the beautiful sound that he got. I remember years ago my dad saying to me, play it beautiful, play it beautiful. If it's not beautiful, it's not music. And Segovia played with such a beautiful sound and so many variety of tonal colors. And I remember, in fact, one time the great guitarist said, without a beautiful sound, the charm of the guitar disappears. So we have musicianship, technique, sound, and lastly, stage presence. That's the charisma or the rapport that the guitarist has with the audience. And I think those 4 points make the artist a complete package, as it were. So those are the things that the judges will be looking for.
Okay. And do you think that the level, the prominence of those judges is also a key element?
Well, we have a very impressive list of judges featuring Nancy Allen, principal harpist with the New York Philharmonic, the world-famous guitar virtuoso Manuel Barrueco, Stephanie Challoner, publisher of Musical America Worldwide, Thomas Frost, multi-Grammy award-winning record producer, and Costa Pilavaki, who is the former president of EMI Classics Worldwide. So we're trying to get the guitar out of its box, so to speak, and open it up to the musical world in general.
Great. The competition format consists of 15 emerging classical guitarists vying for the largest prize purse of any competition of its kind over the course of 3 days. As all of the competitors are polished and have been practicing their pieces for months, I would imagine, what can the distinguished judges and the audience expect in terms of the level of playing?
Well, these are the greatest young guitarists in the world. We have essentially 25 competitors from 11 different countries around the world. In the adult competition, we have two from Russia, two from England, two from Italy, three from the United States, one from Romania, one from Germany, one from Spain, one from Finland, one from Uruguay, and one from the Ukraine. And with the young guitarist competition, we have a 16-year-old from Korea, a 13-year-old from Italy.
Wow.
And so they're fantastic young guitarists, and the caliber is very high for this competition.
And for someone who's never experienced the competition, can you describe what it's like for the performers? Is there any room for error?
Well, I remember someone telling me that the pressure applied to a classical artist to play perfect is tantamount to a jet fighter pilot in combat. And, of course, with one, you lose your life, and with the other one, you just get a bad review. So there's no comparison that way. But there is so much pressure on these young players. Also, years ago, I remember asking a fellow classical guitar player, I called him up, 5 or 6 days before his Los Angeles concert, his very important concert, and I told him that I'd be in the audience. He said in his thick Spanish accent, he said, "Well, tomorrow it will be 5 days before my funeral, and the next day it will be 4 days before my funeral." He was so tense and already getting nervous several days before the competition, or the concert, I should say. So I know these guitarists will be very nervous, and they'll be, the competition will be recorded by KUSC for nationwide broadcast, and it will be filmed in high definition, so there'll be cameras hanging everywhere, and it's how you do at that specific moment. So I'll have a great deal of empathy for the competitors, I assure you.
It's pretty safe to say that there isn't any room for error.
Not much.
Right.
Not much. Though, honestly, if I had to encourage each one right before they walked out on the stage, I would say, play beautiful, play musical, because that is ultimately what matters. It's not how perfect you play, but how beautiful you play.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, I have an added motivation to work hard and to discipline myself to be the best that I can be in order, Lord willing, to glorify the Lord with my life and with the music that I play. Growing up, Molly, I had a great love of the music of Bach, the great composer, but even more so when I read what he said about music. And he said this, and I quote, "The aim and final reason of all music is none else but the glory of God." And he would write at the end of many of his compositions the initials S period, D period, G period, mm-hmm. standing in Latin for soli Deo Gloria, for God alone the glory. So I personally have that added dimension to play.
That's beautiful.
I hope some of them do as well.
In 2006, Pablo Sanzviejas took the gold medal after giving a stellar performance while accompanied by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. What do you think distinguished his performance during that final round from the remaining two competitors?
Well, Pablo is a complete guitarist. He is one of the finest young guitarists of this generation. And he put it all together that night with his performance of Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. He has the musicianship, the lovely sound, the technique, and a wonderful charisma with the audience. And I might also say that since winning the gold medal 3 years ago, he has debuted with the New York Philharmonic in 4 performances at Avery Fisher Hall, and in fact was immediately invited back for a 5th performance. He appears this fall with the Houston Symphony Orchestra and is a soloist in Vienna and national and radio television orchestra of Spain. He has an extensive tour lined up with Israel Philharmonic and recitals in Russia, Spain, and really all across the United States. So his career has taken off.
Wow. And you know, that leads right into something that you just covered, which is that Pablo really has emerged as one of the world's leading classical guitarists since his victory. And for this year's competition, and any in the future, how do you think the competition really helps to elevate an international reputation of the winner, bringing him or her to notoriety in the classical guitar world? Why do you think the competition really helps to do that?
Well, there's a lot of publicity to winning this competition, and as I mentioned earlier, it's broadcast nationally. It will be available on DVD. The winner will have that to show as his credentials, and it's just a tremendous jump start to anyone's career. When I was growing up, I remember there was an organization, and still is, in fact, called the Young Musicians Foundation, which greatly helped me with a career start with a performance with their orchestra at Royce Hall, UCLA, of a concerto for guitar and orchestra. And there had been mentors for me through the years. And I believe it is the responsibility to pass the beauty of art and music on to the next generation. And certainly with the guitar is such a beautiful instrument. And I also feel that it's a wonderful vehicle by which we can bring the beauty of classical music to the younger generations. Strictly because they identify with the instrument.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves guitar.
Everybody loves the guitar. And I remember a statement, too, that the great Spanish guitarist said about the instrument. He said, Segovia said, "The beauty of the guitar resides in its soft and persuasive voice, and its poetry cannot be equaled by any other instrument." There's such the guitar has so many varieties of tonal colors. Molly, you can make it sound like a harpsichord at one moment. It by shifting your hand positions, you can make the guitar sound like a piano or even sometimes like a voice. So it has that great potential, and you don't need an accompanying instrument. It's sufficient as a solo instrument, and as well wonderful when played as the solo instrument with a symphony orchestra, which we will find out about for the last day, the final of the competition.
Yes, that'll be great to see. We were talking about the Young Guitarist competition earlier, and that takes place 2 days before the main competition, which there's a difference there. The adult competition, the main competition, is for 18 to 30-year-olds. Am I correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So everyone younger than 18 is available to do the Young Guitarist competition. And they had to also apply. And why do you feel it's important to create a separate competition for young classical guitarists?
Well, just as I mentioned earlier, I remember the people that helped me, the Young Musicians Foundation, certain people that guided me musically and also professionally. And I think this is a start for these young people to get recognized and to be heard really on the stage of the world, so to speak. We have also picked some repertoire for both the adult competition and the young guitarist competition that will showcase those different points that I mentioned, will showcase their musicianship, their technique, their sound, and a lot of thought went into the selection of the required repertoire. And certainly they're also, they can choose pieces of their own choice, with the final on Saturday night with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, they will choose the three finalists will choose a concerto for guitar and orchestra to perform. And along with the concerto, they are obligated as such to play an encore piece, a solo encore piece, not to exceed 5 minutes, of their own choice. And so that will give the judges and even the audience a chance not only to hear them with orchestra, but again to hear them play solo. So we've put a lot of thought into the repertoire for the competition, and I think it will showcase the spectrum of each individual artist.
And you were just talking about the main competition. And for the young guitarist competition, do they have a specific repertoire that you've also pre-selected?
Yes. In fact, for the first round, which is a 12-minute program, they will play Capriccio Arabi by Francisco Tárrega, an absolutely beautiful piece for solo guitar written by the guitarist composer Tárrega in the 19th century. And the other required piece is the Courant from the third cello suite by Bach. So that'll show off their technique, and the Capriccio Arabi will show off how beautiful they play and their sound. For the second round of the youth competition, they're required to play Prelude No. 2 by the Brazilian composer Villa-Lobos. And Prelude No. 2 is also a showcase piece for a beautiful sound and musicianship, and has a difficult middle section that goes very fast and will showcase their technique. Mm-hmm. And also the Preambolo and Allegro Vivo by written in the style of Scarlatti by Manuel Ponce, a lovely piece as well. And I might mention the required rep for the adult competition. The first round is actually three pieces, and we thought long and hard about whether we should add a free choice piece, and decided that we would just go for the first round with the three pieces by all 15 contestants. And the first piece is the famous fugue by Bach from his Violin Sonata No. 1. And second is the very difficult Fandango by Joaquin Rodrigo, who's probably most famous for his Concerto for Guitar and Orchestra, which I know will be picked by many of the competitors because it is the most famous concerto for guitar and orchestra, the Concierto de Aranjuez. So we have in the first round, the Fugue by Bach, the Fandango for solo guitar by Joaquin Rodrigo, and lastly, La Maja de Goya by Enrique Granados. A beautiful piece, actually originally written for piano and voice, and transcribed for solo guitar. And the second round is a 30-minute program for the adults, and that piece is homage to Boccherini by the very famous classical guitar composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. And then they have free choice pieces in that round as well. And the third round, they have five concertos for guitar and orchestra to pick from. The Concierto de Aranjuez, the famous one I mentioned by Rodrigo, and his other famous concerto, the Fantasia para un Gentilhombre, the Concerto No. 1 in D Major by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. The Mexican composer Manuel Ponce wrote the Concierto del Sur. And lastly, a more recent piece for guitar and orchestra that Elmer Bernstein wrote for me, a concerto for guitar, which we recorded with the London Symphony, and just a beautiful piece for guitar and orchestra. And of course, Elmer Bernstein is the famous film composer. So many films like Magnificent Seven, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Ten Commandments, The Great Escape with Steve McQueen, and many, many others. So we've got a wonderful round of repertoire to be able to listen to here.
Yeah, classical music fanatics and fans will have a treat in store for them. Where do you hope to see the competition go in the future?
Well, we're seeing the guitar being transformed year by year, decade by decade, generation by generation, into the status of a major concert classical instrument. And it wasn't until, by the way, until Andre Segovia did that for the guitar, that the classical guitar was played in the concert halls of the world. And today there are many, many fine guitarists representing so many countries, and the popularity of the guitar has grown. I remember years ago a New York Times article on Segovia, and apparently the Beatles had just toured the United States, and one of the famous rock group musicians, George Harrison, said that Andre Segovia was the daddy of us all. And they asked him about that statement. What did Andre Segovia think of the Beatles calling him the daddy of us all? And he said in his thick accent, they are only my illegitimate children. But he brought the guitar to a position of being a major concert classical instrument and moved millions with his poetic lyrical phrasing, beautiful sound, romantic musical spirit. But I would like to say this, and that is that I have noticed, Molly, in recent years, as I've traveled, there's been a growing trend away from this legacy of beauty, warmth, and lyricism in musical performance to a colder, mechanistic, purely intellectual style of playing. And in dedicating myself to working with and training future generations of guitarists, as I do here at Pepperdine University, my goal would be to reverse this trend and to emphasize the importance of beauty, warmth, and lyricism in musical performance. And I think the competition will be judged in terms of that. So you won't you won't have as the winner necessarily the one who plays the most perfect technically, but you'll have as the winner of this competition the complete artist. And I'd also like to add that on a personal note, how very grateful I am to the leadership of Pepperdine University, who value the pursuit of art and the skill and discipline necessary to perfect this art, and certainly every aspect of the Parkening International Guitar Competition is a credit to their commitment to excellence.
Well, that wraps up this episode of Pepperdine People. I've been speaking with Christopher Parkening. Thank you for joining us, Christopher.
My pleasure.